This is your announcer, Shannon St. Mainframe, welcoming you to our IPA Livecast. I was watching the State of the Union this week, and had a great idea. The Livecast should have a State of the Union. Rob could stumble through an incoherent speech, while Sid and Darren heckle him. Or wait, I guess that's already what the show is. Never mind. Our IPA Livecast starts now.
My fellow Livecasters, welcome.
Hi. You know, I'm old enough to remember that we actually did have a State of the Union on this show many years ago to open the show. We all remember this?
I don't remember that.
It was a bit. That was, I believe, where Bootface came from.
No, Bootface was Rob's PED press conference.
We definitely had a State of the Union, though. It was the same kind of bit. We opened the show where we were giving a live cast State of the Union.
Was Rob the one delivering the remarks?
Pretty sure. That might be why I confused it with Bootface. Mm.
Maybe there was a follow-up Bootface from Noah.
Yeah.
Maybe that was like her running gag. I can't remember.
We did say Bootface on the show about 80 times per show at that point. So
it was such a delightfully unique term. It's very rare that you get to, unless she stole it from somewhere else that I'm not aware of, but it felt like it was original to our program. So
right. Lamb Goat did it first.
Ah, god damn it.
Welcome to the show, episode 760. I got it right this time. I'm feeling a lot better.
You were messed up last week, man.
All the puke out of my body. And I actually puked so much I lost my voice for a few days.
Wow.
It's still a little hoarse. Yeah. But it's almost back. I wonder if it's going to be like this permanently. This is just my new voice.
That was the shortest show we've ever done, correct?
Other than there was that one that like there were technical difficulties, and I think it was not.
There
like,
are a few shows where we've had to edit some stuff down, I believe.
But this is the shortest one that wasn't because of technical issues. I have.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
And I do have to say, not even a minute after we stopped recording, I ran to the bathroom, and it might have been the worst puke of all the pukes.
Oh no!
So, did you get it in the toilet this time?
Absolutely not. It was in the sink, but at this point, it's just all liquid. There wasn't even anything chunky. It was just water.
So is your body just reflexively pushing things out?
Yeah, I couldn't put anything down on Saturday. Sunday, I could start to do like Gatorade and soup.
Do you want to walk back your condemnation of 86 noodles after we realized maybe that's not the root cause of this? Or
yeah, I don't want to place the blame on any one thing. It could be a multitude of things. Sid and I were messaging after the show, and it's this new stomach bug that's going around, folks.
Norovirus.
That's right. I got the latest government 5G upgrade, the norovirus.
What country did this one escape from?
Norway, I guess, based on the name, right?
But it's just like a violent stomach bug. It was pretty intense. I'm only like just recovering in the last day or two, I would say.
Well, I've avoided this one somehow.
Yeah.
Although I was very ill the other day, but it wasn't a stomach virus. Just coughing and like had a fever.
How long did that last?
24 hours less. Okay. I just slept all day.
Yeah, you seem totally fine now. So that's good.
Thank you.
Well, I do, you know, Shannon St. Mainframe at the top of the hour did mention the State of the Union address.
Oh. And I did not see 1 second of this. I can't stand to watch him talk. Like, it's not even a political thing. I hate how he talks.
I didn't watch it. I did turn on one of my streaming services around the time that the State of the Union was on. And, you know, the main header leaderboard graphic is State of the Union. Watch now. And I was like, all right, let me just see how much I could tolerate of this, and maybe 5 seconds. And it wasn't even he didn't even start speaking yet. He was just making his entrance, walking down the aisle. but
it's so phony, you know.
It is. It's a wrestling event. It's ridiculous. It's silly. And there are a few memeable moments, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, being the classy lady that she was, wore a Make America Great Again hat.
Wasn't she like an all MAGA and merch?
All red, toe? I guess. Well, on her lapel was a photo of the woman who was shot or murdered by a undocumented migrant from Mexico that is like the poster child of like the border crisis now.
Well, who's she arguing with? Because isn't Biden like...
Well, yeah, he's on her side with, but they're just trying to use it to... Well, anyway, but what I thought was so funny is, I'm not a fan of Biden, but sometimes this guy can be funny. And when he saw her, his reaction was instant, like... lifetime meme material. So okay. I want to cue this up
at the channel
to the point where yeah. like it, the camera pans to her and even she has to like hide that she's breaking character and she finds it funny how he reacts. So let me just
share my screen. A lot. I hope this is yeah. good.
Okay, so this is what she looks like. I'm going to scan back just a little. Here's Biden the moment. Oh, so
this is when he's walking out. This isn't during yes. the actual. Okay.
No. This is during his entrance. And here's Biden about to see Marjorie Taylor Greene for the first time dressed in her MAGA wear.
Okay.
That was it. Just, oh, big girl. And then she's just like. It's really just, oh, you got me.
Oh, I'm old.
Oh, look at this. It's like when a grandpa sees his like grandchild dress up in yeah. makeup and stuff for the first time, like
their Halloween.
Yeah. Like, oh, look at you,
girl. You're a little ghost. Oh, that's beautiful. You're a pretty princess.
Is she wearing the hat just to prevent him from smelling her hair?
Probably. That's probably part of it. So that I tuned in during this thing and it was so silly because he's mic'd up and everyone's like, hey, oh, Mr. President, great to see
you. Oh, he is? They didn't used to do that, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Everyone's mic'd up.
Well, ever since ESPN, you know, got the second baseman to wear a yeah. microphone, you know, everyone's doing it now.
Are there any profanities that slipped in or?
No profanity, but it's so everything is so calculated. You know, there was like something where.
I know what you're gonna say.
Well, there was one where Jerry Nadler, our comedically short,
is he
representative?
Yeah,
he's a congressman for Manhattan.
Yeah, a congressman. So here's like
76.
A moment
that so he's not older than Biden.
Here's a moment that they shared after. This is after the speech.
Are they talking about bagels and lox?
Nobody's gonna talk about cognitive impairment now.
Yeah. You are on fire.
I kind of wish sometimes there was cognitive impairment.
What? Nobody's gonna. First of all, it's such a New York Jew thing. To bring like a backhanded compliment,
but also you like know? Nadler's been accused of the same thing.
Yeah,
so probably, and
look at how tiny he is. I'm always yeah, so. I
he's
always
like a penguin.
He's like Tim Kazurinsky. He looks
90% wow, of the time we see Nadler, and I mean this is very politics inside base. Most people probably don't even know who the fuck this guy is, but 90% of the time I see this guy, he's sitting at some sort of committee. So anytime I see him in relation to other people standing, it's always just like, oh my god. But also there was a moment where Biden like pretended that he didn't realize he was mic'd mm-hmm. and started talking about Israel.
Bibi.
Yeah, he started talking about his boy Bibi.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Like he can't, he's real mad at Bibi. You know, we're supposed
like, to- yeah. And like, this is the most pro wrestling thing ever. Like, obviously this is just so staged. Mm-hmm. This is one of the good guys.
I was telling the secretary, you know, I was in Jordan and Israel last weekend. And just, you know, you got to keep pushing what you're doing.
So I don't know if you could hear, but he's saying, I was in Jordan and we got to keep pushing Israel about the humanitarian aid is what this this guy's saying. And then we got to push him, says Biden.
I told him, baby,
I want to eat this. Hammer standing right behind you.
I love that he told an Israeli Jew that we need a come to Jesus meeting.
Yeah, like, that's it. It's over. It's over for Israel. Biden's had enough.
There's a camera right behind him. How are you doing the fucking, like, don't tell anybody?
And but also, though, like, his aide is immediately like, hey, I just want to let you know, you are on a mic. Don't say anything too crazy. Look, the moment he mentions Bibi, this aide over here, let me get my camera. Sorry. This aide over here, like, runs to him. It's like, oh, there's a president. Look at
young Ben Shapiro.
Just and then they cut away. But
you're right about wrestling. Like, it's really is like one of those backstage segments where there's a camera right up the guy's nostril, and they're acting like they're alone and, you know, working out in the locker room.
And then
go ahead.
Well, sorry. As is tradition, I'm going to move on from the State of the Union. So if there was something about that. Well, as is tradition, whenever there's the address, the opposing party then gets time to do their rebuttal.
And they usually pick like a young rising star in the party to like promote.
But this is breaking news, Rob. Are you saying there's an opposing party?
Well, the party not in office.
I see. Sorry. Misunderstood. I took you too literally.
Fair question, though. Very good question. it was rising Alabama junior senator. What's her name? Kate Britt.
Really? Yeah. She's a senator?
Damn. Oh, yeah, baby. And this woman is like she was made in a Republican AI lab. Like, again, I didn't watch the whole thing. I've just kept seeing clips pop up on Twitter.
Is she a senator or a state senator?
No, it looks like, I guess she's a senator.
Wow, okay.
So somebody compiled a thread of all of her craziest little sound bites because, you know, I almost wanted to listen to the whole thing, but we don't need to do that. We don't need to hear we're not here for the rhetoric. We're here for the comedy, folks. So indulge us. So here she is. So before
cute.
Listen to what she says. I'd like to ask the straight men in our hosting panel, would you?
Yeah, she's cute. Sure. I mean, maybe her style is not, you know, but I mean, she's a beautiful woman.
Would you bone her in that kitchen of theirs?
Up against the sink? Absolutely. No, I don't. I mean, the kitchen is
She could be sitting on the island with her legs up, you know, over your shoulders.
Clearly you've thought about me banging this woman.
I'm thinking about various sexual positions you could have in this kitchen based on pornos I've seen.
I feel like any kitchen could support that mostly, except maybe in like a cramped New York studio or something.
Right. Depends on how high the ceilings are.
Her ass would be in the kitchen. Her legs would be in the foyer. In the bathroom, in the dishwasher.
All right, let's hear some of this woman's. So it's like this woman, it almost feels like this was her first public speech. The way her cadences are very awkward the more we get into this.
I'm a proud wife and mom of two school-aged kids.
Trad wife.
My daughter Bennett and my son Ridgeway are
Ridgeway
for the Senate.
Is that like a golf company or something? Ridgeway. What the fuck is Ridgeway? Who named?
Yeah, it's like a moving company or something.
Ridgeway for short.
Ran for the Senate. I'm worried about their future. I am.
Oh wow, so creepy. Very stepward wife.
President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch.
Doesn't this feel like one of those AI generative videos? I mean, you know?
I would have believed that. I'd never seen this woman before this week, so sure.
pacing around kitchen tables just like this one. You know, this is where our family has tough conversations. It's where we make hard decisions.
Hard decisions?
It's where we share the good, the bad, and the ugly of our days. It's where we laugh together. And it's where we hold each other's hands and pray for God's guidance.
Jesus.
I'm seeing these captions are like, is this even real? Are we like, she's,
yeah, I don't know boring. About the captions. Yeah. But hold on. It does get, I mean, I feel like her voice just gets so much weirder.
Okay.
And so tonight, the American family needs to have a tough conversation. And so,
oh, this wasn't even the part. Damn it.
Why is she whispering?
We'll get to it.
Exactly. Yeah. Hold on one moment. I think this was
to me. She sounds like a regular run of the mill Republican weirdo. Like, I don't see anything outrageously nuts.
Yeah,
about
not yet.
It.
It's pretty standard.
No, okay. I think this is the one.
Right now, our commander in chief is not in command.
Oh.
The free world deserves better.
A little loony.
Than a dithering.
This is completely different energy now.
Right now. Yeah. Our commander in chief.
And this is during the same speech.
So, you know what this makes me think
to
of?
Go ahead.
What is
I was watching that. We've talked before about that Vice series, Sex Before the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Their most recent episode was about the movie Showgirls.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk Amazing. About how they talked about the technique that the director used and how there is a version of the movie that is like a normal, well-executed movie, but like for every take, he would go to the actors after they did the take and be like, okay, now do it completely unhinged. And that's what they ended up, those are the takes that they ended up using in the movie. So it feels like in the middle of her speech, the director walked up to her and was like, okay, now completely unhinged. And she just turned on a dime and there you go. This is now the Showgirls version.
The last one was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, what is it? What's going on here? It's audio.
I traveled to the Del Rio sector of Texas.
Sector?
That's where I spoke to a woman who shared her story with me. She had been sex trafficked by the cartels starting at the age of 12. She told me not just that she was raped every day, but how many times a day she was raped.
How many?
The cartels put her on a mattress in a shoebox of a room, and they sent men through that door over and over again for hours and hours on end. We wouldn't be okay with this happening in a third world country.
What?
This is the United States of America, and it is past time, in my opinion, that we start acting like it.
Okay.
I traveled to the Del Rio.
Yes, I too am anti-rape.
Yeah.
What's your point?
Yeah.
Under his administration, families are worse off. Our community.
This person needs to adjust their tint and contrast, I think.
Let's scan through the whole thing because I feel
evening,
like there was
America.
More.
My name is Katie Britt, and I have the honor of serving the people of the great state of Alabama.
Is every state great? Come on. Let's be a little judicious with the usage there.
Just hers.
Because the truth is, we're all worried about the future of our nation.
I think
the country we know,
like, she needs to get an acting coach or something. She'd be really like convincing.
Oh yeah, they're definitely going to put her through the media ringer now.
Feels like the next
push her as like the next big deal. I'm sure.
Look any further.
Because like when she was being normal, I thought she was pretty compelling, and then as soon as she went off the deep end, it was like, okay, I'm tuned out now.
But I feel like her base likes that kind of energy.
Maybe I can't speak for them. You know, I'm not in that base, but it just seems like outside politics. It just seems too like aesthetically jarring. You know, it's not even a political thing.
President Biden inherited
comes off
the
phony.
Most secure border of all time.
Inherited the most secure border
but
of all
minutes
time.
After taking office.
That's not true.
He suspended all deportations.
What? No, he didn't. He like increased deportations.
And he announced a plan to give amnesty to millions.
Rob, pause it, please.
We know that
What wasn't there a story in like the first month that Biden took over that they're building new like Latino orphan housing facility jails to keep these kids in because they had too it's many.
Never enough for them.
They're arresting too many.
Didn't build enough.
Too many little babies are being put in jail. We need another.
Well, that does track with what she's saying, though, because if the deportations are suspended, that means we're keeping them here in those houses. No.
Does it?
I don't know. Well, they got to go somewhere.
I guess. I mean, I thought they're held there to be deported, though.
No, I don't know.
I mean, maybe I don't know.
Well, we're not here to make sense of this lunacy.
That's true.
President Biden's border policies are a disgrace. This crisis is despicable. And the truth is, it is almost entirely preventable.
Entirely.
From fentanyl poisonings.
What? Fentanyl?
Yeah. That's a common thing I've heard.
Yeah.
There are empty chairs tonight at kitchen tables just like this one. Because
there is the table. The guy was cracking that she didn't have a table. She just had a bad shot.
Also, the fentanyl crisis is because of immigrants, not because of like our you know, the prices of other drugs are so expensive that people turn to fentanyl.
And also people being addicted to drugs because we don't care for them.
She was brutally
so they're more susceptible to taking fentanyl-laced drugs.
Of illegal border crossers, President Biden chose.
Oh boy. When she starts raising her voice, I definitely feels like a horror movie.
Well, as a mom,
yeah, Stepford Wives.
Yeah. I can't quit.
Well, no, that would be less animated, I guess. But
I mean, this could have.
She looks like a Stepford wife, though.
This could have been yours. And tonight, President Biden finally said her name. But he refused to take responsibility for his own actions. Mr. President, enough is enough. Innocent Americans are dying, and
dying.
You only have yourself to blame. Fulfill your oath of office. Reverse your policy. And with soaring mortgage rates and sky high, the result is tragic.
It's funny. You don't even have to, like, the sentences don't have to
repeat.
To America's most iconic
it's got the same effect.
With Iran.
The sky high Iran mortgage rates.
Rob, is that true? Our mortgage rates in Iran sky high?
A nation in
I guess for Iranians, probably.
And the enemies of freedom. They
oh, you mean I could go over there and get some good rates, though?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They treat you extra special.
Let me write that down.
China
a dollar, the American dollar is like $1,000 there, something like that.
Iranian housing market.
Will he get treated better or worse if he shows up only doing his Iron Sheik impression?
Yeah, the thing is, you'd have to learn Farsi. Yeah, you can't just. I don't think you can get by on as
can
an
I speak
American.
Like Farsi tinged English? Like a certain wrestler?
The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished.
I'll just show up at the airport gate and go, Iran number one.
You have to do that oath at the beginning or else they won't let you in.
Do I have to add in Russian now? There.
You have to Akhpu on the American flag.
Akhpu! Number one.
Anyway, bless the Kate Britt. There was one where she's like whispering. I wish I could
find
that part.
I missed that one.
Settle for an America pieces at once, and then somehow still get dinner on the table.
Wait, so she's back to being happy, smiley, like she just got laid now?
Yeah. She's not talking about sky high Iranian mortgage rates anymore.
Yeah.
We get to decide whether our future will grow brighter.
Did she mention anything like, you know, Bert and Ernie being gay or like cultural? Yeah. Like, not specifically but like.
But those are her policies, so I'm sure. Is there a chance she's going to be Trump's vice president pick?
Hey, I would not be against that. He's going to pick a horrible person anyway. At least pick one that's hot.
I mean, I'm sure that's what he wants to do.
Yeah. I don't want to look at no fucking Mike Pence for another 4 years.
Oh, no. It's definitely not going to be Mike Pence.
I said another Mike Pence.
It might be Tim Scott. who is one of the more unfortunate looking people I've
seen. That to me would be another Mike Pence. Some weirdo.
Dudorino seems to think Trump is going to pick his son to be vice president. Is that
are you crazy?
Is that a rumor?
Not in a million years.
I don't think he hates all his sons.
Yeah.
If you could line up everybody in the United States, they'd be near the bottom of the list of all the possible choices. He'd pick Hillary Clinton before he'd pick his children.
Thanks, George.
I found this succinct summary of the State of the Union. I wanted to play it from Tal Bart on X.
Thanks to our Chips and Salsa Act, every child can drink poisonous water. To state the obvious, he viewed it as and our ability to have children in the field, it's heartbreaking. And I promise you, the Federal Chamber of Cox will come.
Oh.
I have to go right now. I go home now. Bye. Thanks.
Wow, you really said it all there. Thank you, Tal Bart, for that beautiful edit.
That was wonderful.
Oh, wait, that was edited?
I mean, compiled, not edited, compiled.
Okay. Thank you.
You know? Anyway, that's enough. That's enough of our president. Now to our presidential candidates.
Oh.
RFK, we haven't checked in with Robbie Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy Jr., or whatever. Hold up,
Robbie Kennedy, is that what we're going to call him now? Should we do that? Should that be a thing?
Well, all right.
He got like 20% or something in a poll recently.
Ooh. Yeah, he's definitely I feel like he's the alternate, you know, like the third. He's in a comfortable third place. Here, but of a distant away from the other two, I
feel. Yeah, he's got no reason to drop out at this point.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's trying to get coverage. Obviously, a lot of the mainstream not giving him coverage. So how could he speak to the people? The other day he tweeted, believe it or not, on my last trip to Atlanta, I hit the studio with Drummer Boy Fresh, Boozy Official, Hot Boy Turk 32, the Auntie Angie, DJ Ray Engineer, and we're officially releasing our new song, Standing on Bidness. Bidness, it's spelled Bidness.
That's how they say it.
So is this are any of these people anybody? I don't know any of them.
Well, is that like Lil Boosie? That's someone.
Is it?
The rest of the names don't sound familiar to me, but I've heard of Lil Boosie, if that's who that is. Yeah.
Yeah, 1.3 million followers.
Fair enough. Followed by Paul Mooney.
Isn't he dead?
It's the Paul Mooney estate, I guess. Paul Mooney legacy team, it says. Let me see if the full single is out, because this is only... Well, okay, the full single is out, but it does not look like it's a music video, whereas the... So we got to watch this thing.
Yeah, this is the scariest thing.
And
I'll say it first so you can get a feel.
Is
that Lala?
This is insane.
I'm Robert F. Kennedy.
Oh.
You don't have to believe the lies. You don't have to take sides. You can help me heal the divide. As President of the United States,
drop that beat.
I'll be standing on business and helping the community.
Oh no, he says it.
If you see somebody hungry, try to get them something to eat. If you see somebody lonely, you should try to be their peace. Southern hospitality, tell people that you love them, and that gonna make a better sister and better brother. We all got a purpose, and you find it when you struggle.
I like the RFK.
Can't worry about
better.
Who ain't with us. We got each other. We black and beautiful. Question is, do they deserve us? Looking for change in the community to serve us. Boost.
Community server.
Ooh, yeah. It's how you know the song is serious.
That album cover, by the way, was hideous. Dudorino does better photoshops than that. Come on, guys.
Oh, you're not standing on the business?
Or the bidness.
I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You don't have to believe the lies. You don't have to take sides. You
I mean, I'm all for like,
divide. But
as president, aren't we? States, isn't the whole point of an election that you take sides?
Right.
Like if they, he wants us to take his side, doesn't he?
I guess he's saying let's work together.
But I'm fine with
he would be a better communicator.
I can plow through his voice to like try to hear what he's saying and not be prejudiced. But you're undoing that by rapping. Like I feel like you're making everyone think about your voice. Oh, this is such a dated sound too. Like this style of rapping, this style of beat.
None of these people are gonna like give their best material to this fucking guy to get clowned on the internet. Like they know what this is.
Are you sure about that? Maybe they're just stuck in the 90s or something. Need to bring the churches in, help them find G.O.D.
Last president, the people didn't respect. Is this Cat Williams talking now?
I mean, RFK is a marijuana advocate, isn't he?
Rob, is he?
I think he's, yeah, he's for legalization, sure. Let's see if we ever hear RFK again. I'm going to try to see if I can find it.
You mean in the song or in general?
In the song. Good point. But I guess not. Sad. When's Biden dropping his big jam?
Oh my God. That was it. You saw it when he talked about a chips and salsa act. That was his.
I mean, we already saw like Trump's, you know, we've seen his hip hop stuff, like the one with Ben, the guy with Ben Shapiro, that rapper guy. Mm-hmm. He speaks for Trump, I feel.
Okay. Not Kanye?
Kanye had a falling out with Trump.
And he's not making music anyway, is he?
Didn't he put out an album?
He just released an album.
Oh, excuse me. Shows how much I know or
you're
care.
Excused.
How is that?
Oh, I didn't
say I listened to it. Also, I saw this pop up. I didn't listen to it. I wanted my natural reaction to be on the show here, but it is a...
Oh, RFK's on this track, too.
It is a Hasidic Jew rapper.
Okay.
And I believe this was shot... I want to say this was shot in Prospect Park.
Could be.
I mean, where else?
It's like if Post Malone was afraid of being buried in a Jewish cemetery, so he never got any of the tattoos.
Like Ancestry.com, y'all really got some explaining to do, bro. Like, I am genuinely humiliated, bro. Like, my whole life, you really mean to tell me I'm not even 0.0001% black? It's like,
what?
I knew my dad was a Jew, but I didn't know he was like a thoroughbred Jew. You see what I'm saying? Like, man, this can't be right. Like, it can't be right. Like, come on, Ancestry, y'all, man, be for real. My whole life has been a lie. I always felt black on the inside. I took a test to find the truth. Ancestry told me I'm a Jew. That's the results I got, and it don't even make no sense to me.
Why not?
Because my whole life I thought I knew my history. Results say that I'm European, but that paperwork don't mean shit to me. Like, am I black or am I not? I guess it remains a mystery.
What?
They do like paperwork. That water out
of Flint. How my results and it ain't even 0.1%. Damn. Population 80% black. Check the census. How the hell you gonna tell me I'm not black and I'm from Memphis?
Got
me losing all my patience. I feel like
it's clearly not Prospect Park.
I guess my Jewish side is finna come out COS in court. I'm so much of a Jew, I ain't know my granddad was from New York. In a million years that I think that it would end.
What is this guy's name?
Scottish Jewish sitting in my DNA. I hate the skin that I'm in. One time I really wish it was melanin.
Oh my God.
I hate the skin that I'm in. Whole time I really wish it was melanin.
Someone set him on fire, please?
Yeah. Outside of the Capitol.
Yeah.
So give us more information, please.
This person's TikTok is You Loved Richard. So let's see.
What?
Oh, D. Richard. You Love D. Richard? What a weird choice for us. So first of all, could you be any two other things that could get you killed in the South other than being black and Jew?
I will say, though, this is like the honest version of every third base song.
That's true.
This is basically all that rap group's entire catalog was attempting to do what this guy is honestly doing in one song.
You Love D. Richard.
Here he is.
I knew my dad was a Jew, but I didn't know he was like a thoroughbred Jew. You see what I'm saying? Like, man, this can't be right. Like, it can't be right.
Is it D. Richard or Dr. Itchard?
Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Oh, is that him talking, FaceTiming with his bubby?
Let's see. Is he just...
What'd you say? What'd you say?
Twin. Human. Human. Twin.
What does that mean? Twin.
No idea.
Twin, my legs getting tired.
Don't ask me. I didn't even know Kanye had an album out. Not up
my
on
legs
this shit
getting
anymore.
Tired. Meanwhile, let me tell you something. My legs getting tired.
What
is he just following girls around looking at their asses? What's that video?
Oh, Darren's
He's
eyes.
He's tormenting Atlanta with these videos.
Videos?
Bro. What's up, Trent? You got going, Trent? What's
He's
up, man? You
filming women?
You watch the TV live, bro? You caught your dick in that booty in 4K, bro? What's up, Trent?
It's a bit.
Oh, it's a plan.
Yo, we ain't tripping. You ain't tripping looking at them. Looking at that watermelon
man,
back there.
I want to look at man. I got a girl. Man.
Nah, you caught in 4K,
looking,
bro.
Nah, ain't nothing like that.
Rated on a scale of 1 to 10.
I need to see one more time.
Buddy wasn't looking though. Buddy wasn't looking though. 30. Look at it. 30. Yeah.
This is what our government wants to take from us.
Yeah. What's the joke there? Been. The beautiful woman walked by and the guy looked. Oh, no. That's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet I can make this guy look at a beautiful woman.
Got him. It's also fun that it's a white guy tricking a black guy into looking at a big butt.
Yeah.
It's a white man profiting off of racial stereotypes of black people. Cool.
Yeah.
See, that's the proof that he's Jewish. If he's looking for real proof, there you go, buddy.
I bet I can make this Jew pick up a $100 bill on the street because no one else would do that ever.
Oh, my God. And how did you find this, Rob?
Just through Twitter. I've been spending a lot of time on Twitter while I've been sick.
Noticed. Oh, that's different than usual.
More than average, I would say. My average daily screen time is up.
That's fair. I do the same when I'm ill. Except this past time, I didn't think I even got open my eyes to get out of bed. Or
God anything. Damn.
Just kept going to sleep, waking up in 3 hours. Like, holy shit, another 3 hours passed. And then another 3 hours, rinse and repeat.
Helps the healing process.
Great weight loss, too.
How much did you lose, Rob?
I got 6 pounds.
Are you in a different weight class in your jiu-jitsu because of it?
Sadly, no. The big boys were all lumped together. Once you're over 230, it's just 230 and up.
So you want to be in the lower, in the higher weight class? I feel like you'd rather be. I mean, you want to be in the lower weight class? Wouldn't it be better to fight the bigger guys because they're less mobile?
But you have more weight to have to maneuver. Okay. It would be a fairer contest if it would be someone your the weight range could be anything because it's like, you know, I'm 275, so I could be facing someone who's 240, or I could be facing someone who's 310 or 330, and I wouldn't want to face somebody who weighs more than me.
Is there anyone who's 330?
Yeah, there's a brown belt in my class. I don't know if
that's just gravy though. It's a white belt that's gravy stained.
But he's definitely bigger than me. and the thing is, he's a brown belt, so he really knows how to fucking do it. Like this one time, he really he got me with like a really good flip, like over his back. It was pretty intense.
Hard to picture that.
Now is he like the 330? Is it height mostly or girth? Is he like a chunky man or just a large man?
It's girth.
Oh. So are you taller than him?
Yeah. I'm the tallest guy in the class.
Does he use the visualization technique of imagining that you're a large chicken leg like in the Looney Tunes?
Maybe a lamb shank to be more culturally appropriate?
Yeah. Rob is like a big gyro on a spindle.
I'm a shawarma.
Oh my God. I always prefer my grappling Al Pastor, if possible.
That's the guy's name, by the way.
I've been craving some Al Pastor.
Go to the Al Pastor store.
But don't worry, RFK, he's a normal guy, guys.
He's a guy, or he's girl a normal guy.
Oh, and you run into everybody in New York. I mean, I knew Harvey Weinstein. I knew Roger Ailes. I knew O.J. Simpson came to my house. Yeah. Bill Cosby came to my house.
Oh, good choices. So,
what's he doing?
Good choices there.
Here's another great quote.
Yeah, yeah. And Glenn then comes to the United States. You know, it's hard for them to live here. And she comes and I think my impression was that, and I don't know, she was always wonderful to me and, you know, kind.
Yeah, because you're not talking about Glenn Maxwell.
Woman. Yeah. Who is this? What show is this that he's on? It looks like a public access show or like Between Two Ferns. What the fuck is that?
This is the unintentionally create a PR nightmare talk show.
Yeah.
The fuck is he doing? Ghislaine Maxwell, wonderful person.
I guess on the one hand, it's sort of a brilliant like way to sort of outsmart your potential critics in like the conspiracy theory realm of people that'll connect you to all these people if you just come right out and say, yes, everyone that there's a conspiracy theory about, I'm admitting I was friends with them. Now what else can you say? It's like Eminem in 8 Mile when he says all the bad stuff about himself so his rival can't.
Don't make them jump through any hoops at all. No, but the thing, the problem though with that theory is I feel like a lot of the people who do that stuff are his base.
That's also true.
You know?
Yeah, so
people obsessed with Epstein, like not that it's bad to be against Epstein, but like that see it as around every corner, you know?
Yeah.
Like as soon as you say Ghislaine Maxwell, I feel like they'll put you on the enemy list. Oh, well.
Maybe that 20% is going to drop.
He's just honest, man. He just speaks his truth. You know?
In the most uncomfortable voice ever heard.
And if you don't like it, you know, you're just on the other team. What can I tell you?
Did he ever have dinner with Richard Lewis?
Oh, hope not.
Probably.
I bet he did.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Oh, because of the connection of his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were Richard's feelings on Ghislaine Maxwell?
Oh, my God. Great kisser.
She had some gams, I'll tell you.
The sex trafficker from hell. It was a bad Richard Lewis impression.
She had some walk.
Yeah. Got to do the hand to the temple.
I can't do it either.
R.I.P. that legend.
Ghislaine?
Yeah, eventually.
I was going to say, we had some breaking news or something.
We'll do a very special live cast just in her honor when she finally passes away. Even if we haven't been doing the live cast for 20 years by then, we will reunite to honor her memory.
Mm. Oh, it says here she was a guest on Anything But Love, season 2.
She was the talent booker. She was the casting director.
Mrs. Schmankman.
Rob, you look deep in thought. What's going on?
I wanted to load up another clip. TikTok is where all the excitement is nowadays, I guess. There's this artist Caroline, who's the hot new goth screamo punk girl, and it's.
Oh boy.
Those lyrics.
Is this coming back?
It's coming back, baby. I also wanted to play, she made a cameo in this guy's song or whatever.
Let me talk about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God, Dommy, Mommy, God, Dommy, Mommy, God,
sorry,
mommy,
I'm not religious.
God, Dommy, Mommy, oh, yeah, neither am I.
I don't talk to Jehovah's Witnesses. Have a shit day.
Yeah, this God thing is not working out if I want this, but maybe if I...
Oh, that typical tattoo-covered Jehovah's Witness. Oh, no.
Ooh, what the... Okay, now
I'm
like,
what?
Ooh!
Go on.
Wait, now I got an empty pit right where my heart used to sit. Cause I'm damned if I don't fit into the perfect piece of shit you want. Okay, it's not gonna drop here though, right?
This is how the children release music nowadays, folks.
No, that's not real. No,
what do you mean that's not real.
It's not real. It's all AI.
There's 94,000 likes on TikTok.
Is that a lot?
I don't think
yeah.
so.
Yeah,
it's not even
94,000 likes. That's not even views.
If it came out yesterday, maybe.
Yeah, that's. Talk to me when you're at a million. The fuck
out
of
likes,
here,
how many likes Junior. Do you have?
I'm not trying to get likes or anything. Come on,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
How many likes do you have? The fuck.
None. I'm not on TikTok. I am only a voyeur on TikTok. It's too much work.
But I mean, not that I can go make a video that gets 94,000 likes, but I mean, if we're going to say something is crazy viral and it's everywhere, I think it would have more than 94,000 likes, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but you would acknowledge that 94,000 likes isn't nothing.
No, it's not nothing, but it's in the medium realm between nothing and oh my god, this is
okay. Even just that is crazy. That
how many likes did the Jewish black guy rapper get by comparison?
Good question.
Let's see.
I don't expect that to be much either. To be honest, be funny if that had more though.
I bet it has more.
No, it only has 124 likes.
Oh, what?
No, I'm sorry. I had the wrong video loaded. It had 16,000 likes, so okay. Significantly less.
I feel like that makes sense, though. That's like really, really niche.
Yeah, but he's a true artist. Not everybody gets that. Not everybody can be on his level. These other people are just fucking clout chasers.
What about that lady who taught the Brooklyn lady who talks about her Chinese food? How many likes does she have? Remember her?
That's the rapper's mom, I think.
So she's not even 1% black either. She let him down. I haven't checked in on her lately.
And where did you find this now, Rob? Like, you just
Twitter.
The fucking algorithm, man, is so wild. The shit.
Well, it's because he regularly dwells on these things, so it's like they keep coming back and the thing suggests other things like that for him.
Are you about to start
exactly.
emoarena.net and you're going to cover all these artists? What is that?
I think he's in some other video of this emo.
What is this guy doing?
I imagine this is not him. But wow, this is so postmodern.
Is this a trailer for the new Joker movie? What?
Yeah, this is it. That's the whole joke.
Okay. What are you even... What is this? What is happening?
And this was a reply to that other video. I was closing tabs and I accidentally played it. Relax. Jesus.
Wondering if our show got hacked or something, or if there's a crash in the stream.
Rob got hacked. Rob's mind. Got hacked by the norovirus.
Yeah, seriously. Maybe Rob's just never the same after this, and now he's just going to show us emo music all the time.
Okay. Let's watch some more emo music. I'm fine.
I'm in my emo phase now. That's true.
can do a thrash or trash it on emo.
A hot new tour got announced.
Oh, is this what I think it is?
And, all emo. I'm not emo. I guess you would say it's metal. It's it's three live cast targets. Five Finger Death Punch is touring, headlining, and direct support from Marilyn Manson, who, hey, let's just forget about all these allegations.
That's his penance. Now he has to open for Five Finger Death Punch. That's his cancellation.
And starting off the show hot, Future Sex Offenders, Slaughter to Prevail. No, I don't want to.
You jinxed it.
No, well, the singer of Slaughter to Prevail did have like a Nazi sun tattoo on his elbow that he covered up, so he's got plenty of his own skeletons in his closet.
Okay. Can't wait.
This it made me very glad that I don't have to write about this shit anymore, because it's just like my immediate reaction to this tour was, Marilyn Manson, how dare you? You can't just go out on tour. You know, like, you're get away. You're not allowed. And of course, he's allowed.
Tim Lambesis is allowed. Why is it Marilyn Manson?
They're the all comments would lustily point that out, by the way. Like, what do you mean? He can't earn a living in the United States of America?
Right. And yeah, just that Five Finger Death Punch would take him out is just so gross, you know? Like,
he's their hero, weird. I'm sure.
That's the point. Not that he shouldn't ever be allowed to work again, but like, why are you contributing to this man rehabilitating himself?
Yeah, exactly. Why are you helping him rehabilitate his image?
Everyone, I will say, this audience probably he never needed to rehabilitate his image for. They probably never left him in the first place. Like, the larger audience, sure, but Five Finger Death Punch fans, I don't think ever fucking canceled Marilyn Manson in the first place.
That's true, but by being, you know, by virtue of being on a big tour with a huge band like Five Finger Death Punch, that he will get in the public consciousness again beyond only being seen by Five Finger Death Punch fans. That's
right. Like, when you Google Marilyn Manson right now, most of the results are news about various women accusing him of sexual assault. And now it's going to be tour dates mostly, you know, or, you know, it's going to dampen his stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Also, most of his fans, a lot of his fans have been defending him a lot, calling these women like gold diggers.
Well, of course, that's what happens every time someone.
I believe one of the women's cases fell apart, and so that's enough to make it so that, see, this is proof that all of these women are lying, you know.
Ben fell apart. How? I don't know what the details are. How do you mean?
What, the evidence apart? Words wasn't corroborated?
Or like, like a judge throughout said she didn't have a strong enough case to sue him or something like that.
That's not exactly.
That's not an innocent verdict necessarily.
Right. Exactly. But like, that's enough for them.
Sure.
It's like if a woman is raped in a, you know, in an empty building somewhere, you know, that would be the same thing. There's not enough evidence. Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Come on, Darren, don't give Marilyn ideas.
Well, that was Joe Biden's rape case, wasn't it? He grabbed a woman, threw up against the wall, and no one was around. It was in the U.S. Capitol.
Okay, so one of the women actually went back on her accusations and said that Evan Rachel Wood, who is the woman with, I would say, the most credible accusations against him and plenty of evidence, this second woman, Ashley Morgan Smithline, is saying that Evan Rachel Wood manipulated her to accuse Marilyn Manson of things.
Okay.
So or Marilyn Manson just paid her to say that, which is also
sure. Possible. Or, yeah, exactly. Well. Anyway, I don't want to get too deep in the weeds with that crap, but I do want to read this one joke from a Twitter user, Metal Text, who responded to news of this this tour announcement. Metal TXT, I should say. He writes, "Big shout-outs to the booking and routing work done to make this happen. It can't have been easy to book all these venues 2,000 feet away from any schools."
If only.
Yeah, and the other thing too is, like, if I were still a metal website publisher, I mean, I don't know if this is still the case. I've been out of the game for a little bit now, but
the game
the majority of our revenue would come from banner advertising. Enough banner advertising, the majority of the revenue is from tour promotion advertising. I would feel very dirty taking money to promote this, to like to be actively promoting Marilyn Manson. Like one thing we said was when As I Lay Dying came back, that like we are not interested in ad revenue from As I Lay Dying.
Now, can I ask you a question? And yes. I'll try to make it as non-specific as possible because I don't want to call anyone out. Now, when you say we said this, you're referring to the Metal Injection people and the other people that were involved in your ad network,
correct? Yeah, everyone was in agreement. It was
equally. There was no whisper of dissent from any of the four major stakeholders.
Nope.
That's everyone a little surprising, was in agreement. But okay.
Nobody wanted Tim Limbusis' money.
But we think it would have been different if it was Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, maybe, probably.
Would you have felt would you have had a debate?
Or I wouldn't. I wouldn't want the money. I wouldn't want his money. But I can't speak for other people.
What if he also let you show up to a meet and greet?
Marilyn Manson?
Yeah.
I don't want to hang out with him anymore. I would have in the past.
What if there's free shrimp?
It's too gross. It's too gross. It's too shrimp weird.
It's cleavage.
No, sure. Well, you know, if there's free shrimp, I would. Now I'm on the other end of it. Now I'm 51% thrash.
What's a little sexual assault?
Especially if it's those, like, you know, giant prawns you would get at like a steakhouse.
Oh, Marilyn Manson can afford the best of all the prawns.
I would hope so.
Giant seafood tower would be coming your way. A little paid for by a little advertising rape blood money.
Yeah, so
everybody has their price.
Glad to not have to promote that or like write about it and
come. I mean, we're sort of promoting it right now.
Well, I guess we're not really promoting it. We're not giving out any tour dates or anything.
Could you?
I could, but I won't.
See if we can get some money for that.
Is there a local? Is there a New York date for that tour?
This is a summer amphitheater tour, so it would be in one of the. It's not. There's nothing in the city proper. You got to.
I wish there was like, you know how like Jordan Klepper for the Daily Show goes to all the Trump rallies and interviews all the fucking inbreds and stuff, and it's all haha. I wish, like, obviously this tour isn't like that big of a deal, but like, it would be fun if like there was a version of that for these kind of tours, and people just go and interview like the people defending Marilyn Manson as they're waiting online to get into the venue and stuff like that. That would be amusing to me. I don't want to do it myself. I don't want to be.
I wouldn't want to be that target, but also I just wouldn't want to put my face out there and then like have Marilyn Manson fans, you know, see me doing this and then see me on the street.
Could you suggest it to Dave Hill?
No, I was going to say we need a stuttering John, but Dave Hill could do it.
Yeah, he doesn't even stutter. It's even better.
I like how Sid was covertly trying to get Rob to announce a New York tour date for Marilyn Manson. Look it up. What is it? Just out of curiosity.
Because I'm going to make note of that. And if I try to make brunch plans with Rob that day, and he says he's got a show that he's going to.
No way.
The fuck it is.
No way. I would not see this. Also, I was overseeing Marilyn Manson live 10 years before he was canceled. He was already phoning it in live even before I knew how bad his predatory ways were.
You don't want to see his man boobs in like his little beer belly and lingerie?
He's just so drunk and like just not saying, like he doesn't even try to announce. He's just like,
pull up his stockings all the way? He's just too lazy.
Sometimes he doesn't. His makeup is very gross. He just doesn't care. So it makes, as a someone who was a huge, huge fan, Marilyn Manson was a very important artist for me, especially at the early stages of my rock fandom. You know, he was like, I feel like the way people are like, oh, I saw Kiss and then that was it for me. Like he was my Kiss. In that, like, just the first edgy artist where I was like, oh, this is actually what kind of intrigues me. And Antichrist Superstar is an incredible album. I mean, Trent Reznor produced it. It's fabulous. It's fabulous. I really enjoyed it. And I remembered how much it really upset my parents that I was listening to Marilyn Manson. So that really made it great.
He has the blue hair. He's listening to Marilyn Manson.
What is it? Antichrist Superstar? You're Jewish. Why are you listening to this Antichrist Superstar? You're
isn't that good? Antichrist. You're Jewish? You're supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't like. Well, like, don't start. I don't know. She wasn't even into that.
Maybe she thought you were becoming more religiously Jewish because she saw Antichrist.
But then you put out that song saying you wish you were black instead of Jewish, and it broke your fucking heart, Rob. How could you?
He's rejecting the dogma of the church. I love him so much.
Has your mom ever said the word dogma, Rob, do you think?
She's never said it out loud, no. I do remember now this other memory of listening to the Manson song Tourniquet. And the lyrics were, take your hatred out on me, make your victim my head. You never, ever believed in me. I'm your tourniquet. And then so she's hearing, like, I don't know why she was in my room. She was, like, putting away my laundry or something. And she goes,
like, this is three weeks ago you're talking, right?
3 weeks ago, yeah. No, this was when I was, like, 12 or 13, 14. I probably got the CD from Columbia House. And, And she goes like, oh, very nice. You never believe. Can't you listen to something positive? Why is this so negative? You never believe in me. Why are you listening to this garbage?
And you cried and threw a book at her and she ran out of the room?
Just like, Mom, you don't get it.
Was your sister in the room too when this happened?
I think so. Probably.
And she was cool with you just blasting Marilyn Manson. I can't imagine she liked that shit.
Yeah, she was. She liked it.
Really?
What kind of music did she like as a child?
Spice Girls and like boy bands and stuff.
So pop.
Yeah.
So the music you would have liked if you were allowed to truly be yourself.
What?
That's the shit you listen to now.
What are you talking about? Like. Though. Yeah, like I was being myself by listening to that. Like nobody put that on me. What are you talking about?
What?
Listening to Marilyn Manson, like that's what I wanted to listen to. What do
you
mean?
You were butching it up. Come on.
Butching it
Marilyn
up.
Marilyn Manson is butching it up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like what are you saying? Girls? Like listen to yourself. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Think a death punch. What's more butch than that?
Now. That's all he can
now,
do.
Now back then
he was
wearing tits and stuff. Get out of here.
Not at the tourniquet point. The tits were
not at that point, but he had his ass out. Come on. Come on. Get out of here.
Bars all over it. It wasn't a nice ass.
And I listen to industrial. Like, what are you talking about? I feel like. All right, Sid. Why do you go back to listening to Faction Punk, the same 20 bands on rotation? Loser.
Listen, I complain about it too. I've branched out. I listen to more of the different serious stations now. I've expanded.
Oh, what are you listening to? Yeah.
Oh, I've got the First Wave and the. What's the Lithium?
Yeah, those are my
two. The Rock the Bells.
Yeah. Once Rock the Bells switched to the LL Cool J branding,
yeah, it's not. I don't. Yeah.
There's another hip hop station. It's called Fly. I think it's also a retro hip hop.
That's just the Sugar Ray song over and over again, though.
No, it's like the next. It's like 90s and 2000s hip hop. So that's also it's all right.
90s, I could do.
Yeah.
Imagine if Sirius just had one station that was just Sugar Ray. Like the
Mark McGrath has a show on 90s on 9, and he does a great job. It's like every episode has like some sort of very loose theme and just some excuse to, you know, make a 90s playlist. And clearly, a producer writes out the whole show for him because it's very wordy, but he's delivering the lines. He'll take the paycheck.
If you remember, he was on like Rock and Roll Jeopardy back in the day, and he would always win. I think that's actually just who he is. He's like a music nerd guy.
No, this is definitely written for him. It's like it looks like it sounds like he's reading.
Did he pre-write it himself to speak it perfectly later, or someone?
No, like he's certainly not programming the episode songs? For sure. Yeah.
Oh. No. then I'm not going to listen. I'm sorry. I need to be straight from Mark McGrath's heart.
I hear you.
That's the pure unfiltered Sugar Ray.
It's true.
But yeah, First Wave is the channel that I find myself listening to the most. It has the least intolerable music. So
they played a nice last time I was in the car. There was a Susie and the Banshees covering Iggy Pop. It's very nice.
Very cool.
Almost put that on the playlist today, but I did not.
Love me some Susie. Lovely lady.
All right.
How's she doing?
She's all right.
They just played a show. She just played a show in L.A. last summer, I remember.
How's she looking? What is she, like 65 at least, right?
She's got to be in her 60s, I would say. Let's see.
Deuterino mentioned that Marilyn Manson toured with Slayer. That's actually probably the last time I saw Manson. Oh, it was actually the last time I saw was Mayhem Fest. And the time before that was Manson and Slayer, and I remember being excited for that Manson Slayer show. And in a way, Manson was so bad, it actually made Slayer's mediocrity look somewhat better, because it's like, well, least they're trying.
So is that what Five Finger Death Punch is banking on here?
Maybe. You're right. But then I remember he was coming, they were doing Mayhem Fest, and we had that sponsorship of Mayhem Fest, so I would go for free. And it was even like, ah, gotta sit through the Marilyn Manson thing for that, because they would always have a fun after party at the New York shows, and it would be a great thing. All the bands would be hanging out, but it wouldn't be allowed to start until the last band finishes. And you're like, oh, I gotta wait till fucking Marilyn Manson plays. He was terrible. He was so bad.
There was nothing. He, like, the banter wasn't even interesting. There was nothing, like, shock value wise, nothing going on that he had to offer at that point.
He would, even if he played songs that I would want to hear, it would just be a disappointment. It would just be like, oh, this is what you're doing. Like, this is such a classic, and you don't even know the word. The best parts of the songs would be when he would point the mic to the crowd and the crowd would sing it.
Oh, well. Maybe he's better now. Is he, like, clean and sober or something? Didn't he, like, do one of them church services with Kanye?
My God, that's right. Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Maybe he's on the straight and narrow now.
I doubt that he's sober. I feel like he's a person who enjoys drugs.
You would know.
Drug expert.
Of the three of us, sure.
Yeah. It's all relative.
All right. That's all I got. What do you guys got?
Is this going to be the second shortest episode of the live cast ever? What's going on? Deuterino's asking if I'm going to fly out to LA for No Values Fest. No, I am not.
Do you know who you're asking here?
Yeah, that's no. I don't remember who's playing on that.
It's he, like, might not get up to turn on the TV if it was on television. If there was no remote next to him.
Let's see what the lineup is. What do we got? Misfits, Social Distortion, Iggy Pop, Bad Religion. Yeah, this is all right, but again, it's like, everybody in these bands is like 60 years old or older. It's not going to be good. I'm going to pay all that money to see old people in punk costumes. Like, it's a bummer.
Yeah, and it's expensive.
How much does it cost?
It's probably like $250 at least.
Also, like, for instance, the Adolescents are on the bill. I'm seeing them like next month here. I don't need to go anywhere to see them. I'm seeing them and the Descendants and the Circle Jerks play in Brooklyn.
Ooh. So that's the thing. I'm over these. First of all, look at how many bands there are. All of these bands are playing within one day.
That's,
who needs that much music in one day?
It's going to smell so bad.
It's unnecessary. And like you said, Sid, if you really want to, you really only want to see a few of these bands. Like, obviously, sure, it'd be great to see the Misfits, whatever. But, like, go see them. Go see a few of them in one night. You won't be as exhausted.
I don't need to see the Misfits. I'm good with that. I'm good on, like, of these bands, if they played New York, let's see how many of them I'd actually go see. Misfits, no. Social Distortion, probably not. Iggy Pop, no. Bad Religion.
If someone had a ticket, someone was like, "Hey, you want to go see Iggy Pop tonight? I have an extra ticket."
It's not the money for me. It's the inconvenience of leaving the house and knowing that I'm going to be annoyed when I'm at the show. The damn Iggy Pop? No. Suicidal Tendencies, no. Vandals, that fucking lead singer's a Republican, no. Black Flag, that fucking guy's a fucking child abuser. TSOL sucks. Jesus Lizard, I never got into.
Jesus Lizard is good. I'm missing out on Jesus Lizard.
L7, maybe, but probably not. The Dickies, I've seen already. Adolescence, I said I'm already seeing them. Yeah, there's not that many here that I'd really... No.
Not the Cro-Mags, Sid?
Oh, my God.
Maybe this would be the Harley Flanagan version. This isn't the one with...
That means nothing to me and makes no difference. I don't know which is the acceptable version, which is... Wait a minute. Hold on. On the third row, there's a name that's like blurred out. Who is that?
Yeah. It's not announced yet.
Oh.
Secret.
Is it not announced or canceled?
It's Marilyn Manson.
Dusty Rhodes Muffler asks why I don't like TSOL. They just don't sound good. I saw them live in like the late 90s and they weren't good. And then there's also like I've seen a bunch of like them old school hard American hardcore punk rock documentaries, and that band and their fan base especially come off pretty shitty and violent and meatheadish for that era. So like a lot of it is like, oh, the shows were great, and then TSOL started playing and their fans started coming and beating everyone up and it ruined the scene. So I always sort of held that against them. I tried. I got the popular album and it wasn't good. Didn't like it.
There you have it.
So
I am blown away that Sublime now, they dumped Rome.
Who is Rome? Jim Rome, like the sports talk host? Was he?
Rome is some like reggae singer that had his own career beforehand. And so they recruited him. And now it's just Brad Noel, the original singer. It's his son. Oh. His son is now old enough. He's now in like his 20s.
Does he sound like his dad?
Yeah. Let's see.
Are we going to get a copyright strike for playing Sublime?
Probably.
It's interesting because it's like I have nothing against Sublime, but I guess I'm over Sublime. I loved Sublime.
They never really went away. Like their shit gets played so much still. It never stopped. So, like it doesn't feel like that dude's dead. But yeah, I don't know that I need to see his son sing those songs. I don't know that. Yeah. I do remember when Brad Noel first died, there were all these like charity shows and fundraisers for his family, his kids and his wife and all that. So he should like this kid, like we already donated to your fucking shit, man. We don't need to go fucking.
I don't think this is a charity thing.
It feels like it probably is a little bit.
He doesn't have to worry about it. They're loaded. I think they're loaded off royalties, so probably.
Leave us alone, Brad Noel's son.
Loaded because of all those donations?
Yeah.
Be afraid of the quickness you'll get laid. Oh, your family get faded is the wrong way.
I guess you kind of sound like him.
Something missing there.
It is a little weird though, right? Like you're just singing your dad's songs, you know? Like what kind of a career is that?
I mean, it's probably the best career this guy's ever gonna have, but I don't need to fucking support it.
It's true.
He should start a band with Wolfgang Van Halen and Francis Bean Cobain. All the kids of dead rock stars.
I mean, this guy, it just sounds like he's doing an impression.
Yeah, it's like a tribute band.
It's not soulful.
Well, when it was with the reggae guy, what was it the same thing, just but like slightly more reggae sounding?
Let's see. It's not like I paid attention.
Yeah, me neither. I always saw them like on.
Oh, wow. They did new music, Sublime with Rome. Jeez Louise.
I mean, I would hope so. It'd be sad if it was just 25 years of touring the same fucking album and a half. Like
headquarters in Los Angeles, California. And this next song is called Santeria.
Well, this is not new music.
Well, yeah, no, we don't need to hear the new song.
This is Rome. This guy.
Yeah, this is Rome.
I thought you said he had dreadlocks.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
That's not what I was picturing. Maybe that's.
He sounds just.
Yeah. This is a better performance than his son doing it, the other song.
But it doesn't. Yeah.
It sounds like a little bit of a reinterpretation, at least.
Yeah.
Somewhat. Same song. But of those two things, I'd rather hear that, you know? Like, let the guy sing it the way he feels it, rather than the guy, his son, doing a fucking carbon copy interpretation of it. Or impression of it.
Who goes to these shows? I wonder what is this audience?
Just kids, probably.
It's kids. It's not like 50-year-old burnouts.
I guess the crowd looks mixed. There looks to be older burnouts. Yeah, I don't know.
You could be Sublime fans that haven't followed what the hell has been happening and they just want to check it out, you know? Oh, they got a new singer? All right, let's see what's that. What they never come back because they're terrible.
Yeah.
Also, these lyrics sound very dated.
Yeah, they sounded dated then.
Yeah.
I mean, it was always very, like, cultural appropriation-y, even then, in the moment. But he never had to get any blowback for it because he died before the fucking album even came out, so... Who are you going to complain
to? I felt like when he sang them, it felt very sincere coming from him. But hearing other people sing it, it's like...
I mean, Chet Hanks' fake Jamaican accent sounds sincere coming from him, but I still don't like it.
You didn't like Sublime?
I liked Sublime, but it always felt a little icky, that last album especially. The ones before that were a little bit more like punky and felt a little bit less like he was putting on a persona.
Oh, I see.
It's like songs about the fucking LA riots and all. It's like, dude, you're like a fucking blonde white dude from some level of privilege. Like, it was just weird coming from him. So, but again, he was dead before that album came out. So there was no reason for blowback because who are you blowing back on?
You just don't get it. Sid Deuterino says, I grew up in Long Beach in the 90s, so it's built into you.
Oh, I'm sure. Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. And he says, fair criticism.
I think he means like Sublime is built into you, not cultural appropriation. But maybe both.
That was what I thought at first.
All right. Well, let's go through our Spotify picks. Each week, we each pick a song. We throw it on our playlist, the RAP Livecast Music Break. And we have 640 songs, over 42 hours of hot jams. And this week, I picked the song Gates of Hell from Judas Priest. There's a new Judas Priest record out. It came out this week. Called Invincible Shield. Take that, Sid. I listened to this all on my own. Nobody made me listen to this.
I don't know that you listened to any of it. Maybe you just clicked on whatever the most played Spotify song was for the album and blindly
added
it.
This is not the most one. This is the one that I listened to the album. It's a crazy thing. Now, on Fridays, I could actually be like, oh, what music is out today? And I could sometimes be surprised. Like, oh, this artist has a new album out?
Because you haven't been peppered with... endless emails from publicists.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm not following the, you know, the album release cycle or whatever.
Only
and
for even Chromeo, when you follow this,
even when that honestly, like even with Chromeo, they had a new album came out like a few weeks ago, and this is how I found out about it.
I heard my wife played a new Chromeo song in the car. It was boring as fuck.
Yeah, they're just kind of like a pop band now. It's like not fucking as exciting.
Starbucks soundtrack.
Yeah, I checked out with them for a while ago.
Sid, didn't you find them boring already?
Yeah, but at least, I don't know, it was a little bit peppier then. That genre of music bores me no matter what, but it felt a little bit like more sleazy back then. Now it's just like...
Yeah, that's a great
elementary
adjective.
School dads getting together to write a dance song.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I love Judas Priest. You know, I obviously have so much respect for Rob Halford. And they did it again, baby. I mean, it's a Judas Priest record. They're not reinventing the wheel. You know, you know what you're going to get, but it sounds great. The production is very, very good. You know, all the instruments sound very crisp. And this is my favorite track, Gates of Hell.
Deuterino's asking.
Is Future Islands still making music? Actually, funny enough, they also just released a new album. And
a huge tour?
Yeah, what were they just announced for? Opening so for some...
Aren't they like headlining Radio City or playing Madison Square Garden with somebody? So there was something where there was like a venue that was way bigger than I expected.
And it's so funny, dude, really mentioned that because just the other day, like within the last week was the 10-year anniversary of Future Islands playing the David Letterman show, like that iconic performance that
iconic.
Broke them through. What do you mean? It was iconic.
The only iconic thing was you seeing it 13 times at South by Southwest.
We're still talking about it 10 years later because of those wonderful growls you threw in there. And our me and Samuel, the front man, we're still friends to this day. To this day.
What do you mean, friends?
Well, we follow each other on social media. I saw him at a wrestling show last year. We said hi to each other.
You saw the lead singer of Future Islands at a wrestling show and said hi to him?
Yeah, we have a mutual friend, and the mutual friend brought him to this indie wrestling show. And I mean, hey, we're friends, so obviously we would have mutual friends. Come on, Sid. be real. So
is he giving you guest list for the Radio City Music Hall show?
No, I wouldn't want to put him out like that. Plus, I kind of Radio City is too big a venue for me. Like, unless I'm in the first 10 rows, no, thank you.
Well, you would be on the side of the stage. You'd have backstage access. You're friends with the guy.
That's a good point.
At the very least, check in with your mutual friend. Who is the mutual friend, by the way?
Why? Why do you want to know that?
Just curious. What kind of person in this world is friends with both Robert Pezbani and Stevie Future Islands or whatever the fuck that guy's
Samuel.
Name? Samuel. Come on, that's not real.
Samuel T. Herring.
S-H-L-O-M-O-C-H-O-I-N-E.
No, Shlomo, I thought so much better of you.
Sid, what's his name?
Samuel what?
T. Clever? Herring, I think.
Join us.
Yeah, Samuel T. Herring, like the delicious cured fish.
Ugh. Gross. Just gets worse and worse somehow. What a life you live, Rob, that you have mutual friends with that guy. Okay. What a wild journey it's been for you, from sitting in your bedroom while your mom puts away your laundry and complains about Marilyn Manson lyrics, to being one degree of separation away from someone who is headlining Radio City Music Hall.
Sure.
What a life. What are you writing a book?
My book, One Degree of Separation from Famous People.
From one moderately famous guy.
People I've met at wrestling shows.
Yes. They could, at the very least, you could self-release that on Amazon. At the very least. Maybe not like a physical copy, but like an ebook.
I mean, I met Aziz Ansari at that same wrestling show, in fact. It was WrestleMania weekend. It was
so that's
all
the mutual friend? Aziz Ansari is the mutual friend?
He is not the mutual friend, but my mutual friend is mutual friends with Aziz Ansari. It's a different mutual friend, though.
Wait, I'm so confused now. So wait, there's two different mutual friends. One with the Future Islands guy and one with Aziz Ansari. You're saying it's the same mutual friend that's friends with both of them and you.
Yeah, it's same mutual friend.
I'm so lost.
I know a person who knows both Samuel T. Herring and Aziz Ansari and other people. The new Future Islands album is called People Who Aren't There Anymore.
What?
The new Future Islands album is called People Who Aren't There Anymore.
Like your mutual friend.
Yeah. That's also the name of your memoir.
It's true.
But could we get this mutual friend to sit in on the show next week? It seems like he might have some interesting stories.
He's on the West Coast. It's too early for him.
Could you get him on Squared Circle, Pip?
He's been on Squared Circle, Pip.
Oh, shit. I'm going to have to dig through the archives and figure out who it is.
Mm-hmm. Based on the clues I gave out, it's pretty easy to figure out. Now.
Chris Jericho.
Is it like Aziz's cousin or something? Your brother? Aren't you friends with that guy?
No, but I'm the mutual friend would be the one who's friends with him as well.
This is like Snuffleupagus. I'm beginning to doubt that this person even exists.
He exists.
When was the last time you talked to him? What's the last text you sent to this alleged mutual friend?
Something through Instagram. We talk on Instagram.
Get him on the air.
He lives in LA, so I don't see him that often.
On the air right now. Let's go. Speed dial.
Dan Ozzie? He lives in LA.
It's not Dan Ozzie. I have multiple people in LA, believe it or not. God, let's finish up our Spotify picks.
This guy's life.
Who?
Is it Corey Taylor?
Yes. What are your Spotify picks?
My Spotify pick, I'm seeing the band Alkaline Trio tonight.
Oh.
I'm actually going to a concert. And
are they doing any sort of gimmick? Any playing any retro album?
Not that I'm aware of. I think they're just touring, promoting their new album. The opener is Drug Church, who is also a great band. And I've put both of them on the playlist already. So instead, I went and found a cover of an Alkaline Trio song done by an artist I like named Jonah Matranga, who was the singer for the band Far and multiple other acts. And this is just him and an acoustic guitar covering the song I'm Dying Tomorrow by Alkaline Trio. It's quite nice and somber. And also, but Darren, before we get to your pick, Jander submitted another pick this week that we have on the playlist. It is a cover of Fade to Black by the electro future pop band Apoptygma Berserk.
Of course.
And he says it's guaranteed to be better than anything on that Metallica covers album.
I definitely know that name. We've discussed that on here. I think we've discussed that band once.
Wow.
Maybe it was maybe like a Thrash It or Trash It or something. I played a Bushwick Bill song.
Nice.
The great MC from the great group, the Ghetto Boys. But I just went to open it for reference. I gave you the wrong song. Song I gave you is called Stop Lying, which is probably problematic because it contains the F slur for gay people.
Oh, no.
I wanted to play the next one. And, you know, it's of its time, you know, and all that stuff, blah, blah, blah.
But shall I do a quick replacement?
Yeah, I'd rather not just, it's a good song, but I'd just rather not use that word. So,
of course.
Call Me Crazy, the next track after that is the one that I wanted to play because it starts with like a little vignette of people making short jokes about Bushwick Bill, and then he comes in with a gun and just slaughters all of them.
Oh, no.
And then he starts rapping. But yeah, let's take that off. Just out of respect. But it is a good song. It's just, you know, it's a 1992 album. So I have to do it right now.
It's already happened.
I just didn't want to stall the show out. But no thank worries. You for doing that. Yeah, Call Me Crazy is the song.
Bushwick Bill, of course. Bushwick Barry's namesake.
Yeah, and height's sake. How tall is Bushwick Bill for real? Do we know this?
I'm sure it's Googleable.
I'll do it. But how tall is Barry? For real? No jokes.
I don't know. I'm not good with that. I mean, he's shorter than me, and I'm 5'6".
Okay. Bushwick Bill is 3'8".
What?
Yeah. Well, he's legitimately a dwarf, I think, right?
Wow. Barry is definitely taller than that.
Yeah. But not much. He's in the fours. He's in the fours, right?
I mean, he?
He's about a foot taller, I'd say.
I don't know.
Is he 5 feet? Maybe he's 5 feet.
I mean, I've never asked. I just made insensitive jokes.
Yeah.
Norino like, says we said Barry was 5'4". He definitely, I don't think, is 5'4".
I think he's below that. He's got to be near 5 feet. If he's over, he's not much over. Did Barry say he was 5'4" on the show? Maybe that's what happened. And I can't remember. I got to give it up to Barry, though. He is very open to jokes about his height. He does not get mad in the slightest.
I mean, he might, and he just internalizes it. I don't know.
Right. Well, but that's what I'm praising.
I don't know how he reacts behind closed doors.
But I'm only praising his outward reaction, which is a good thing in and of itself, that you don't make a big deal out of that kind of thing.
He definitely allowed me in college to bust his balls guilt-free.
Well, you remember any gems?
No, would you have any guilt, though, even if you didn't?
I mean, in hindsight, I'm sure. The one that always stands out to me that I feel the worst about was, and I think, Rob, you were in the room when this happened, probably, was we were having, a meeting for, at the radio station. I don't remember if it was just for new members or, electing all the elected positions, or maybe both, but it was in the back room lounge of the radio station. There's probably 20-30 people in the room, and all the previous members of the station got up and introduced themselves. Mm-hmm. And so Barry stood up to I was like, all right, Barry, stand up and introduce yourself. And he stood up and got one word out. I was like, I said stand up, and everyone else in the room laughed. And in the moment, I was like, yeah, go me. I made a joke and everybody laughed. But now looking back, it's like, oh, my God. Why I fucking humiliate the poor guy? Why did I use my friend?
This is the person he got along with the most at the station. And he had to fucking pull this in. You were on another level of hatred. You were such a hateful person.
I have such low self-esteem, and that was one of the first times in my life where I felt like I was the music director of the station. I felt like I was in sort of a elder statesman position of prominence, where in this weird ecosystem, I'm one of the coolest people here, and it's sort of agreed upon. So I have this power that I never thought I would have, and so I am just gonna fucking abuse the fuck out of it. But I didn't sexually assault anyone. I didn't abuse the power in that way. It was just being a dick to people.
I remember I said one on the air. We were just, because if you remember the name of the, it was 1090 AM, mm-hmm. and the station had a tagline called the Mighty 1090. And I was on the air with Rob, and I said, when Barry's on, it's called the Tiny 1090. I felt really bad.
Was Barry there when you said that?
But he was listening to our show and commenting on it, and he would always call in and stuff. Uh-huh. So as soon as it was out of my mouth, I felt terrible.
Sometimes it's just the jokes are so easy that it's hard to for every 20 that you stop, one or two slip through.
Yeah. From what I remember, it's the only short joke I ever made about Barry. Hmm. To his face.
But it was also just him and Rob were friends. They came into the station at the same time. One was super tall. One was super short. It was just so easy. Everything about it was begging to be joked about.
Like Abbott and Costello.
Yeah. So just had to. That's all. And I'm still friends with both of them. So.
Well.
Somehow.
Oh, Rob said.
Friends.
Not really. Listen, you know Aziz Ansari's brother.
Yeah.
What does RIP stand for this week?
I don't know. So I guess something with RFK. What could it be? RFK is pretty bad at rapping.
Okay, sure.
There we go.
All right. And of course we have our Patreon, patreon.com/RIPLivecast. $5 a month gets you access to 2 bonus episodes every month. And we just recorded a pretty fun one.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Actually, there are 2 really fun ones.
I mean, they're all really fun.
At the top of the month, we, which is now available, we released a episode where we just went through a lot of old Dory links, more pervy links than we would feel comfortable talking about during the regular show. But it's basically a full regular episode. And this Friday, we're posting a watch along of No Holds Barred, the 1999 Hulk Hogan starring 1989 Hulk Hogan starring vehicle with Tiny Lister Jones, and it's gonna be pretty fun to watch.
I thought Lister was just Tiny Lister.
Thinking of Virgil is Mike Jones, who just
Tiny Lister. Okay, there we go. Bless his mother, bless his father. So you can get that at patreon.com/RIPLivecast for $10 a month. You're a top Livecast fan. You get a shout out at the end of the show, which is right now. How are we doing this, folks?
Maybe each of these people is like a mutual friend between you and a bigger celebrity, and you could just say which bigger celebrity connects this person to you.
Okay, here's Eric.
You don't have to do it if you don't like it. Jeez, I'm just spitballing here. Fuck's sake.
Here's Eric, our mutual celebrity friend, is Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
Here's Benjamin, our mutual celebrity friend, is Kumail Nanjiani. Here's Dan R., our mutual friend, is Ron Funches.
Oh, that's a pretty good one.
Here's Mindy Mayer's Kippa. Our mutual friend is Larry David, believe it or not. Our mutual friend is Ben Affleck. Lando Danks. Our mutual friend is Cat Williams. Well, wow, that's interesting. LaCroix. Our mutual friend is Jeff Ross. Problematic. I wouldn't be friends with him anymore, LaCroix. Corey and Scotty H. Our mutual friend is Corey Taylor. We're all friends with Corey Taylor. Aaron. Our mutual friend is... Dan Ozzie, that's a really famous celebrity.
It's not a celebrity.
Douglas, who are you? Levison, our mutual friend is Elton John, clearly. Jander, our mutual friend is Joe Pesci. and Randy Blatt, our mutual friend is Alla Pugachova. Bless her heart.
Great.
That's our show, folks. We'll be back next week. Until then, we love you. We kiss you. Bye-bye.
I love how you give such a good reading to Blatt every time. Put your old chest in.